Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, then you'll call on me and come and pray to me and I'll listen to you and you'll seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with all your heart. Is there somebody who knows the future around here?
Yes.
Can we find somebody who really knows what's going to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he already told us.
Yes.
Let me read it to you again. This is the Lord talking now. He said, I know the plans I have for you. Oh, somebody needs to close their eyes and hear the Lord tell them this right now. Lord, what's going to happen to me? The Lord's talking to you. Are you listening? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Should you be afraid of that?
No.
Should you dread that?
No.
Should you be fired up about it? Should you be excited about that? Should you look forward to tomorrow and next week and next month and next year? Yeah, because God's got good things planned for you. Now, the only reason you should be afraid, if you're going to rebel and go against God and go the wrong way, well, there's destruction in that path. But if you're going to obey Him and follow Him, He's got you set up, my brother and sister. He's got it worked out for you. It's good stuff. It's good plan. It's prosperity. It's blessing. It's success. It's victory. Go to Ephesians, please, in closing. When Phyllis and I were praying about coming to Branson, it wasn't our idea. It was something the Lord brought up to us. I'm so glad He did. I'm thankful. He knew. It was just like when He dealt with us to go to Broken Arrow. And go to Rhema. That wasn't our idea either. But He began to deal with us to come up here. And we were wondering why. Because we're pretty settled where we were. To come here. And Phyllis and I begin to pray about it. What do you do when you don't know what's going on?
Pray.
Pray in tongues.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, that's not for everybody. It most certainly is for every child of God. Don't you believe something else? God wouldn't give me this supernatural ability to build up my spirit and pray out the mysteries of the plan of God for the future and withhold it from you, and you need it just as much as I do. No.
No.
So we're praying and praying and praying and praying. How many understand these things are serious? And not only that, but we talk to our staff and they act like they're ready to go with us wherever we're going. Well, I don't want to play with their lives, right? I don't want to play with my family's life and I don't want to play with other people's life. You need to know what you're doing. You need to be sure. Then when you think you're sure, check it again, right? Then when you're pretty sure you're sure, what do you do? Check it, because God doesn't change. If it was God yesterday, it's God today, right? If it's God today, it'll be God tomorrow. He's not flipping. It's people who flip and change. And the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture in Ephesians. Glory to God. In Ephesians, I'm going to read the second chapter and the sixth verse, and then we'll get to this one verse the Lord quickened to us. It came up in us again and again, so much so that we read it out loud every day. For I don't know, how long did we do that? It was a year or two. And we didn't do it just to be doing something. We did it because it kept coming up in our heart. We're in this transition. Ephesians 2, are you there? 6:2-6. Says, the Lord has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? In the ages to come, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Do we have something good to look forward to throughout eternity? When God says it's exceedingly rich, you better believe it's some kind of rich. Whew. What do we got to look forward to? What kind of future do we have? What's ahead of us? Throughout the ages to come, God's going to be showing to us the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to us through Christ Jesus. I mean, as the eons roll by, He's going to just keep showing us more and showing us more and involving us in more. And like we've said before, we'll think, could it get any better than this? And you'll say, you like this? We'll go, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. He said, look at this, look at this. And He'll unveil some more and we'll go, ooh, ah, wow. And then we'll think, well, it couldn't get any better than this. And He'll go, you like this? We go, oh God, do we like it? Oh, it's so wonderful. He said, look at this, look at this. And He'll unfold something else and we'll all go, ooh, ah, wow. And this is what our future for the ages to come. He's never going to peak.
Amen.
There'll never come a time where He says, that's all, that's it. I've shown you everything.
Never.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Aren't you glad you're saved? Aren't you glad you're saved? Oh, everybody ought to be saved. But now skip down. That's ages to come, and people generally think about heaven when you think about that and the world to come. But is there anything for now?
Yes.
The immediate future. He said, verse 8, by grace you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship. This is the verse that Phyllis and I read every day for those months. It kept coming up to us. We'd read this one, and then we'd turn and read another one, and that's what we'll do right now. Verse 10, we'd read, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. And then we'd turn right over and read the third chapter, and the 20th verse. Now unto Him, 3:20, that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. But we'd read it in the Amplified. And the Amplified does what its name suggests. It amplifies. And get this, I'm still pumped over this and excited. Ephesians 2:10. Are you listening? We are God, this is Amplified, we're God's own handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Living the good life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which He pre... What do we have to look forward to? The good life. And then Ephesians 3:20. Now to Him, this is the Amplified. Now to Him who by the action of His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. God has a plan for every one of us. It is a plan of good. It is a plan, what did He tell us? A plan for prosperity, a plan of hope and a future. Right? Every one of us. Sad thing is, people don't go His way. They choose another path. A path that leads to destruction. I know Phyllis and I, when we first got married, we were so broke. Didn't know anything. And we got a hold of one thing, the Lord dealt with us to go to Ramah. We didn't know why, but we went. He dealt with me, helped Brother Hagin. So we did much as we could. And years passed. Everybody say years.
Years.
And after, I don't know, what was it, 18 years or so, the Lord blessed us with that house that we got in Tulsa. I mean, it was a miracle deal how we got it. It was nice. White stone, marble, giant pool, tennis court. And we paid less for it than most people did for their little house. Wonderful. And we're enjoying it. And the Lord spoke to my heart about it. They started building that house the same year we made the decision to go to Ramah. And the Lord dealt with me. He said, when you obeyed me, you and Phyllis obeyed me, you started down the path I chose for you. Your obedience, when you stepped out, it released things I had prepared for you. And if you stay on the path, you intersect them.
Yes.
Oh, do you get this, friend, now? See, they started building that house the year we made the decision to obey. We were headed towards it and didn't know it. They were building it for us and didn't know it. Thing after thing after thing. And when we came up here, oh man, you can just see divine destiny on every hand. I mean, the place we got now, this place, thing after thing after thing. Well, it didn't just happen the same day you popped up. It began back years ago. And how many believe the future is even much brighter? The future is even much greater. What do we got to do? Stay on track. Right? Just stay on track. Stay on the path He has for us. And to do this, we must stay in faith.
Yes.
The just walk by faith.
Yes.
Live by faith.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And believe that He has predestined us to enjoy the good life.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Days of heaven.
Yes.
I'm more excited than some of you are. Days of heaven on the earth. This is not imagination. And when we get to heaven, we'll go, whoo, glory. Now, you know, I had a taste of this when I was back in Branson. Wasn't this much, but I had a taste of it. Right? Had a taste of it back on the earth. Stand up on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith for the Future, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803H. That's R803H. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.